Chapter 3. How's Mom and Dad? Are they in Florida now? I hope so, because that's why I didn't write them. Did Roe tell you about the two first lieutenants I was hanging around with the day before they sent me to my unit? They were both nice guys. They took me to the NCO club for a beer and gave me a Playboy. Earlier, a lifer sergeant who was ahead of our week's training taped my tapes and gave me a Wes Montgomery tape. I better get some sleep now. There's a 12-hour time difference, you know. Leslie Sabo, letter to his brother George and George's wife, Olga. Sent November 26, 1969, from Ban Matuit. When the 101st Airborne Division was deployed to Vietnam, it was no longer used primarily as an airborne unit, but rather as an air assault unit. Instead of parachuting from troop-carrying airplanes at thousands of feet in altitude, the Screaming Eagles made their combat jumps from the skids of helicopters that hovered over drop zones just long enough to disgorge a squad of troopers before cruising skyward. During Vietnam, the UH-1D, known popularly among the troops as the Huey, was the workhorse for air assault and evacuation operations. One Huey commonly carried a squad of about 12 men, and three were enough to transport a platoon in most cases. Soldiers rarely hesitated about exiting the helicopters in a hot zone, military speak for a landing zone that was under fire. Just the opposite, in fact. Any trooper who balked at making the leap would be pushed out by his comrades anxious to evacuate the large, hovering target and get on the ground where they could fight back. Koziel, like the rest of his comrades, didn't waste time getting out of the helicopter. If I was on the ground, I could run. If I was in the water, I could swim. But if the helicopter gets shot down, I'm gone. When going in for an attack, the machine gunners, armed with 60-caliber automatic weapons, would typically be out first, because success in a firefight depends on which side can sling the most lead the fastest. In a hot zone, a squad could be on the ground and fighting in a matter of seconds. After only a few weeks in country, Leslie...